Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Monday, 12th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to open marginally higher as the SGX Nifty indicates a positive start for the broader index after opening the session at 18,662. SGX futures touched a high of 18,681 in early trade on 12th of June. The BSE Sensex lost 223 points to close at 62,625 points on Friday, while the Nifty 50 closed 71 points lower at 18,563 points. But the Nifty 50 is still comfortably higher than its 200-day moving average of 18,416 and is expected to build on this momentum. According to the pivot point calculator, the Nifty may find support at 18,552, followed by 18,523. If the index advances, then 18,645 will be the key resistance level, followed by 18,673. US markets. The S&P 500 futures were little changed on Sunday night as traders looked ahead to the latest inflation data and the Federal Reserve policy meeting this week. S&P 500 futures added 0.14%, while the Dow Jones futures rose by 19 points. Investors are coming off a positive week for the markets, with S&P 500 posting its fourth straight week of gains and brushing its highest point since August. On Friday, the broader market index added 0.11%, closing at 4,298 points. Meanwhile, the Dow Industrials rose 43 points or 0.13%. The Nasdaq climbed 0.16% on Friday. European markets. European markets were slightly lower at the end of a muted trading week and ahead of key monetary policy meetings. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index provisionally closed down by 0.2%, with sectors spread across gains and losses. Utilities saw a 0.7% uptick, while chemicals dropped 2%. The FTSE index closed 0.49% lower at 7,562 points. DAX closed 0.25% lower at 15,949 points. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets are also trading mixed as investors return from a strong week and look forward to major central bank meetings scheduled ahead. The US Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, or the FOMC, takes place on 13th and 14th of June. The European Central Bank meets on Thursday, and the Bank of Japan's meeting will conclude on Friday. In Japan, the Nikkei index opened 0.45% higher and continued to hover near 33-year highs, while the TOPIX rose 0.48%. South Korea's markets also saw a positive open, with KOSPI climbing 0.32% and the KOSDAQ up by 0.2%. In contrast, Hong Kong's Hang Seng opened a bit lower, while Australia markets are closed for a holiday today. Moody's expectations for India's GDP. Moody's on Sunday said that Indian economy is expected to clock a 6-6.3% growth in June quarter and flagged risks of fiscal slippage arising from weaker than expected government revenue in the current fiscal. Moody's growth estimate is lower than the 8% projection for the first quarter made by Reserve Bank last week. Block deal in Go Fashion. Venture capital firm Sequoia Capital will sell up to 10.18% stake which it holds in Go Fashion, the parent entity of Indian clothing brand Go Colors. This will happen via a block deal, and that's what sources told CNBC TV18. The floor price of the stake sale will be 1135 rupees per share, marking a discount of 5% as compared to the last closing price. The total size of the block deal will be 624 crore rupees. If the block deal happens today, Sequoia will be selling its entire stake in the company and will cease to be a shareholder. Oil prices. Oil prices fell more than a dollar a barrel on Friday to record a second straight weekly decline as disappointing Chinese data added to doubts about demand growth. Brent crude futures fell $1.17 or 1.5% to settle at $74.79 a barrel, while the US West Texas Intermediate crude fell $1.12 or 1.6% to close at $70.17 a barrel. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors, or FIIs, sold shares worth 308 crore rupees, whereas domestic institutional investors bought shares worth 1245 crore rupees on Friday, which was 9th of June. In the week gone by, FIIs bought equity shares worth 979 crore rupees, while DIIs bought shares worth 1938 crore rupees. It is crucial to see whether this momentum sustains going forward or not. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Viraj Vyas of Ashika Group, who shares the key technical levels for this new trading week and the sectoral indices to watch out for. Let's listen in.
Okay, so let's start with the Nifty index. So it has closed flat last week around 18,563 levels. Now, currently it is trading around its previous lifetime high, just 1.7% away from it. So we can expect some volatility before it eventually surpasses 18,800, 18,900 zone that way. From my perspective, outlook remains positive as long as Nifty index is holding above 18,500, 18,450 zone. Now moving on to Bank Nifty, similarly, it is also trading around its all-time highs, but it is encountering some kind of pressure from 44,500 levels. Key support for this index can be observed around 43,800. This is also where the 21-day exponential moving average is seen at. So it remains a very important support for the index. In terms of the broader market, Nifty mid-cap, it has reached lifetime highs, while Nifty small-cap is trading around a 13-month high. So even if you look at it from an historical aspect, whenever broader markets have outperformed, large-cap stocks cannot lag behind for a larger time, and they usually follow suit with the broader markets. So this overall, it tells us that, you know, market view is pretty much positive going ahead. Now, looking at the current week, we can anticipate some volatility because of the data that will be coming in. So we'll have the IIP numbers, the inflation rate, which has also been flagged as a concern by the RBI governor during the meet last week. Additionally, updates from the monsoon front will also be closely monitored. On the global front, we have the FOMC meet this week, and that will also be a very significant event since the Fed comments will be very closely monitored. Now, moving to our sectoral front, so FMCG has experienced a remarkable rally in the last 2 months, so that is now expected to consolidate with some positive bias. Similarly, Nifty IT has also done well, so I expect some near-term consolidation, correction kind of a move panning out over here. Sectors that are continuing to show strength, so they are auto, finance, your infrastructure names, pharmaceuticals, and realty. And it seems the trend over here is still intact and they can continue to move forward. Now, if we look at an index that specifically caught our eye last week, that was the Nifty India Digital Index. Now, this index has exhibited a sort of a base formation after the kind of correction that we have seen from Jan 2022 levels. So this index is something, where you can see potential opportunities coming up. So that will remain on my radar for this week.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.